listener production.
Hi, it's Andrew Xiao with you. Multiple vehicles and a shed have been destroyed following a grass fire in Natalia yesterday afternoon. It's believed farm machinery being used to slash overgrowth in a paddock was the cause. Fortunately, no houses were lost. And it's a timely reminder. Australia's deadliest ever bushfire season is being marked as Victoria remembers Black Saturday. On February 7, 2009, a series of fires broke out throughout the state and would burn until March 14. 173 people were killed, thousands of homes and properties lost, and tens of thousands of hectares of land burnt, with the Gippsland area particularly hard hit. Jason Heffernan from the Country Fire Authority says there have been a lot of lessons learnt since then.
Whilst it is a day to pause and reflect on the loss of so many, it is also an opportunity to reflect on the many advancements and how far we have come along in fire and emergency services here in Victoria.
Newly crowned Deputy Mayor of Greater Shepparton, Anthony Brophy, says he's privileged to take on the role for a second time. Councillor Brophy was elected yesterday following months of delays and a deadlocked vote, finally taking the position after Ben Latson was brought on board through a countback. It was a one-vote affair, with Councillor Sam Spinks also sticking her hand up, albeit briefly claiming there was a deliberate undermining of her bid for the position. And sadly, another life has been lost on our roads, this time near Yauca. Police believe a truck and car collided before the truck driver passed away after hitting a tree. The elderly occupants of the vehicles both received injuries, with a woman in her 80s airlifted to Melbourne for treatment. It's the 39th life lost on Victorian roads this year. To sport now, it's great to be back in Gippsland. That's what local expert Dan McStay is saying as Collingwood take on a pre-season camp in the region. The Brisbane Tyne Pies player says he's already got family on board with the switch.
Yeah, I've got my nana and her partner, and I've got a couple of cousins and then their kids as well. So Collingwood jerseys floating around and these sorts of things. So I've converted them all in the last couple of months, which has been good.